There's your 8 o'clock wake up rooster. Welcome, Arizona homeowners. Everyone now tuned in to Rosie on the House across the entire state. You can join the conversation in our outdoor living hour at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've already had Eric called in earlier with a question on his lemon tree for John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery in studio with us. Eric, I missed the last four number digits of your numbers to call you back, so that's why you haven't heard from me. Call now, 1-888-767-4348, and we'll get you first on the line. I apologize. I hung up before I finished writing down your number. And we've also have Cheryl Gore in studio with us, director of the Arizona Nursery Association, here to help plant something.
It's the time. Fall is for planting here in Arizona.
And we had an incredible fall tour yesterday that Arizona Nursery Association held in conjunction with
the Arizona chapter of the American Society of Landscape Architects. 56 of us on a bus all around the valley looking at just the beautiful plant material that our wholesale nurseries have ready to be delivered to those retailers for the homeowners to get out there and put in their yard. Just beautiful nursery. We saw such a variety, didn't we, Romy?
The variety is a understatement. I mean, it was incredible. What was your, did you have one favorite part or aspect?
You know, it's a plant that's used all the time, but to be out there at V&P Nurseries and see those greenhouses just full of bougainvilleas in bloom, just spectacular.
There, and as far as the eye could see when you're underneath there, I mean, and they have, you think of bougainvillea and you picture the very burgundy,
magenta
color.
There you go.
They have a lot more than just your typical magenta. I mean, they had orange ones, they had red ones, they had white ones, they had purple ones. I had no idea there was another color of bougainvillea other than white and magenta.
Lots of colors, and that's changing all the time. They're developing new things. They've got bougainvilleas with, you know, variegated or striped foliage, and you know it's a pretty incredible plant.
Well, I will have to say, it wasn't plants that was my favorite part of this tour. Listeners of the program know how advocate we are building with masonry materials.
Oh, yeah.
The arid zone tree was a perfect example of why we love them. You couldn't tell that building was 20 years old.
Mm-mm.
And the way the hardscapes meet the natural desert trees, you've just got to go visit that showroom. And it's not really a showroom. It's a landscape showroom. So there's probably a quarter mile, half mile walk through their garden with all these different masonry hardscapes.
Yeah.
When you get to the edge of town, you're another hour from now.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
that bad.
And it's a wholesale nursery. So that's there just for the industry to look at and the industry to go visit that garden. But it is absolutely beautiful. But I thought you were going to go to the masonry at the ASU Polytechnic campus and the way they use so many different things.
Oh, the gabion walls with the, you know, the rock-filled gabion walls.
The broken concrete and the way that
pathways.
They really use so many interesting. And that polished, Romy, on that wall, the polished rock you were looking at and stuff. It amazing. If you haven't been out to ASU Polytechnic campus, the landscape is really a model to get some ideas for your yard. The shade, the mesquites, beautiful.
Well, the only reason the arid was more my favorite, because you would see that in a homeowner application. There's so much of this masonry at the Polytech that's an industrial application.
You're right. Although there are a fair amount of residential folks using the gabion walls, not great big tall ones like they have, but for retaining walls, even for seating walls and that sort of thing. That's getting more popular.
And it's a timeless look. I absolutely love it.
It's very Frank Lloyd Wright-ish looking, you know, very desert, you know, elements. Yeah, it is.
Nothing that'll ever go out of style. Probably something you'll never have to repair unless your kid runs it over.
Well, if your kid runs it over, you're going to have to replace the car.
You'll probably have to go bend some wires back up and refill the block.
Yeah.
But it was a great tour, and everything was in color. It, like you said, fall is planting. What are we going to – you had mentioned bougainvillea, but – we also are prime time for vegetable garden.
Well, it's you know, it just in the nick of time, it cooled off yesterday, and tonight and this morning was I'm not sure how accurate my thermometer is, but it was 60 degrees on my patio this morning.
Mm.
So that's like 15 degrees cooler than 3 days ago. So it is October, and October means fall planting here. Geraniums and winter lawns and winter vegetables and trees. It is the best time to plant here almost everything because the soil has and will continue to stay warm. The air is cooled dramatically. The days are shorter. So that the transplant stress that you get anytime you plant a plant is far minimal because the air is not hot and it's not sucking the moisture out of the plant. But the roots are staying warm. So we're like putting this plant in an incubator for its roots, and it's taking advantage of the cool short days or cooling short days while this heating blanket around it in the soil is helping the roots grow. And the roots will establish themselves and keep growing, even though the tops won't as it gets cooler. That means come spring, when the days start getting warmer, and the air warms and the days get longer, those roots have established themselves, and boom, those plants take off. It's almost like gaining. If you want to plant a tree and have it grow quickly, plant it in the fall, because you gain, instead of just a few months, you gain really a year in your growth. We have a saying that plants, when you first plant a plant, they creep, or they sleep, and then they creep, and then they leap. Well, the time from sleeping to leaping is a little longer if you plant them in the fall. But when they leap, they don't just leap, they pole vault. So a great time to plant. And of course, people are, you know, can start planting and have been, but now the weather's really better for planting, you know, your leafy green vegetables for fall. Geraniums are coming in, petunias, all of those wonderful winter flowers that we have that most places in the country grow in the spring, and we grow all winter. So we're really coming into our spring, if you really want to think of it that way. We've come out of our terrible season. Instead of it being winter and snowy and cold and you can't do anything, it's been hot and miserable and muggy and you can't do anything. Now we're going into that great time of year when it's time to plant. And today is First Saturday. It's Hot Dogs and Horticulture at Harper. So if you can't get in today, come see me at the nursery at 10 and we'll talk more about this.
And if you'd like to get in, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. On the gardens, our family's been extremely busy this month. But I have Monday set for sticking seeds in the soil. Am I too late?
Oh no,
for
no,
garlic?
No, no.
Someone said you might be too late to seed start garlic.
We don't seed start garlic. You buy a hand or a clove of garlic and break it into the little cloves and plant those. It takes 100 days. You're good. You're a great time to plant garlic. Onions. Fine. Yeah.
And I've got carrots. I've got lettuce. Yep. I've got my radishes.
So as we've talked about before, winter vegetables are basically the things we eat the root of.
Okay.
The leaf or stem of. Or maybe a modified flower of. So all the leafy things, spinach and lettuce and kale and chard, and all the root things you mentioned, garlic and onions and turnips and beets and radishes and carrots. And then the things like cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, those types of things are all cool season vegetables.
Now, you may be brand new to Arizona, or this may be the first time you've heard this program, or it may be the first time you've actually been inclined to plant something yourself, grow some of your own. Where do I start?
Well, plantsomething.org is a great place to go. And you'll just pick Arizona if that's where you are. If you're listening from someone else, pick your state. And you'll go there and you'll find a list of our retail garden centers there closest to you where you can go find the things to really get that garden started. Or maybe that tree like Jay was talking about. Maybe you decided this summer you didn't have enough shade. We really saw that yesterday when we walked under those big shade trees, the difference in the temperature. So plantsomething.org is a great place to go to find out why to plant and then where to plant and find your materials.
And what's great about that is there's so many local, independently owned retailers there that you can – we're just a fan of the local, the small local guys here on the program. And you've got wonderful listings of those.
We do. Many of our members, like Jay Harper, chances are you walk into Harper's, you're going to see Jay. You walk into Treeland, you'll see our president-elect, Don Waltemeyer. I know he was on the show. Lots of our people are right there in the nursery, and you get to talk with the owner who's been around forever and get that information from them.
And a lot of them have little farmers markets. You're talking about hot dogs and horticulture. You guys usually have a couple vendors that come in as well?
At times, they probably will start next month. But this month we have our hot dog, I call him the hot dog king. Mike Patrone will be there doing his magic on the grill at lunchtime today. And one, if not all of us, will be talking about what you should plant for fall and at 10 o'clock. And the Iris Society, this is a fun thing. The Sun Country Iris Society will be there today selling their iris rhizome. So if you're an iris collector, or you're just looking to get into irises, there are more varieties of iris than you can even imagine. And they do very well here. So that's going on today also.
And where is that?
At our location, at our gardening center, our landscape design center, at 2529 North Hayden Road. That's just south of Thomas on Hayden on the east side.
And your hot dog guy, what's his name again?
Mike Patrone.
Mike Patrone. A little shameless compliment. Promotion for him. When we were at the broadcast last fall at Harper's Nursery, he was out there and he was cooking hot dogs, and I just kind of walked by to see, and he's like, "Do you want a hot dog?" I'm like, "Oh." So many times when you say free hot dogs, they give you a hot dog, a bun, and you've either got French's, yellow mustard, or ketchup. And I cannot stand ketchup and mustard on my hot dog. I love relish and onions, and he had his daughter's homemade
relish
with fresh onions. I'm like, yes, I will take out. But I had to walk around to see what kind of condiments were coming with it, because it would have been a waste. I cannot stand mustard on this. But he's got fresh homemade relish.
Lots of good stuff. lots of good stuff, and lots of good reasons. You were talking about fall festivals. You know, why not just have your own fall festival in your landscape today? You know, come out, get some ideas. You can look around in the garden center, get ideas of how to build a barbecue, a patio, a pergola for shade, how to plant a shade tree, have a hot dog, go home, and transform your garden into the garden of your dreams.